You're listening to SBS News.
Back with a vengeance. She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. Well, I'm your Venus.
I'm your fire, your desire. Good evening, Europe. Good morning, Australia. And a warm welcome to everyone across the world watching.
With COVID-19 testing protocols in place, the Eurovision Song Contest returned after the pandemic forced it to cancel the live event for the first time in its 64-year history in 2020. This year's theme, Open Up, reflected the journey to recovery from the pandemic.
And oh boy, are we ready for a party! Even though the global crisis isn't over yet, let's hope we can forget about our troubles tonight for just a little while.
At the location of the grand final, the Rotterdam Ahoy venue in the Netherlands, the memory of the pandemic was still present. A year ago, the site was being used as a makeshift hospital for coronavirus victims. Positive COVID-19 test results meant some performers could not perform live, including the winner of the 2019 competition, Dutch singer Duncan Lawrence, and one member of the Icelandic band Dadiog Gagnamagnid. From a lineup of 26 songs, a winning act was chosen based on a jury vote, consisting of panels of music industry experts in each competing nation, and a separate vote from members of the public. Cyprus's entry El Diablo, Spanish for the devil, opened the grand final. The song has been accused of blasphemy and Satanism by the Cyprus Orthodox Church and religious groups. Norway's contestant performed on stage in large white angel wings. Performer Tix takes his stage name from the tics that he suffers as a result of having Tourette's syndrome. Russia's contestant Manisha surprised the audience at the semi-finals, appearing on stage with a huge Russian doll-style dress that burst open to reveal the singer in a red boiler suit. Born in the former Soviet nation Tajikistan, Manisha penned lyrics about her personal experience as a migrant woman in Russia, tackling the issues of domestic violence and xenophobia. The song Russian Woman has angered conservatives in Russia. As part of COVID-19 measures, the audience was limited to 3,500, and more than 53,000 virus tests were conducted for every person entering the Eurovision venue over more than a week of rehearsals. Pandemic restrictions meant Australia's entry. 25-year-old musician Montaigne performed a song Technicolor via video link. Australia was knocked out from the competition during the first semi-final, the first time the country has not made it to the final since its Eurovision debut in 2015. That didn't stop enthusiastic fans in Australia from waking up for the 5 a.m. live broadcast.
We just love the kookiness, the craziness, the diversity of music. It's just a great time just to get together with friends and just celebrate music.
It's designed to celebrate diversity, and as you see here, everybody is here, everybody is celebrating a different part of it, yet you all come together and celebrate the same parts. When the Ukraine was playing, everybody was like clapping along, and everybody got to the beat, and everybody was doing it all together.
It's from this like gorgeous glamazon one year to like a band of monsters the next.
It's just crazy. We just love that anything goes.
The UK finished last in the competition for the second consecutive time, finishing with 0 points. James Newman's song Embers failed to win support. Out of the embers, you and I gonna light up the roof. Out of the embers, there's a fire burning for you. In the end, the competition came down to a four-way race between Italy, France, Switzerland and Malta. Sitting in fourth place after the judges' vote, Italian rock band Måneskin won the title after the audience vote boosted their song to number one. It's been 31 years since Italy last won the competition. Dedicating the win to fans, lead vocalist Damiano David says it's difficult to describe his emotions over winning.
It's an unbelievable feeling. We feel like everything we did since the day we met and since the day we started playing on the streets is really making sense, and it's worth it. And being recognized at such a huge level for us means everything, because we're just four friends who are playing music, and we're playing the music that we love, so this is like priceless.
Bass guitar player Victoria De Angelis says the band will continue to challenge gender stereotypes and misperceptions of young people.
Just to be themselves and not to care about like stupid comments that other people make, and to the people that make stupid comments we would say like just to open their mind and stop judging other people.
Mr. David said after the impact of the pandemic in Italy, performing in the grand final has been a relief.
It was really incredible. The whole event, this Eurovision means a lot, I think, to the whole Europe. It's going to be a lighthouse. So thank you, everybody. Really, thank you.
The venue of next year's Eurovision competition in Italy has yet to be determined, but the country's delegation says the win will be a boost for the local music industry in the aftermath of the pandemic. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.